From what I understand, his father was really writing about his own experiences. This is kind of hard for me to do these chords here. I might say the turkey in this song is not something you use for Thanksgiving. It's known as a Matilda in Australia. It's that little bag with your worldly goods that you have on a stick and you put over your shoulder. That is a turkey. It's an old American expression. Instead of a Matilda, like in Waltzing Matilda, it's a turkey over here. I am a poor, unlucky chap. I'm very fond of rum. I walk the road from morn till night. I ain't ashamed of bum. My feet being sore, my clothes being tore, and yet I never complained. I got up and hoisted my turkey, and I walked the road again. This one takes wind. I walked the road again, my boys, I walked the road again. If the weather be fair, I comb my hair and I walk the road again. From New York into Buffalo, I tramped it all the way. Slept in brickyards and old log barns until the break of day. With little to eat, a man gets weak, and yet never complained. I got up and hoisted my turkey, and I walked the road again. I walked the road again, my boys, I walked the road again. If the weather be fair, I comb my hair, and I walked the road again. I worked in the Susquehanna yards. We got $1 a day. Toil hard to make a living, boys. I hardly think she pays. They said they'd raise our wages. If they do, I won't complain. If they don't, I'll hoist my turkey and I'll walk the road again. I worked along about a month, and then I got some cash. Went upon a spree, my boys, my money went to smash. The devil has sent it, I have left, and yet I never complained. I got up and hoisted my turkey, and I walked the road again. I walked the road again, my boys, I walk the road again. The weather be fair, I comb my hair and I walk the road again. Now I'm on the road again, my boys, to a place I do not know. Misfortune, you are cruel, why did you serve me so? That devil that sits upon my back, it's that what makes me sore. If I ever strike a job again, I'll walk that road no more.
I've never had a chance to visit very much with Harry, but it would be interesting to find out how many child ballads he knows. That was a good one there a little while back, wasn't it? Along with the fiddle tunes that had lyrics, I'll sing the variant I know. The fiddle tune is Tim Murphy, and we call the song What Would You Do? And we use the mouth music in it. That'll just give a sample of the mouth music that we used. Oh, what would you do if the kettle boiled over? What would you do but to fill it again? And what would you do if you marry a soldier? What would I do but to follow the gun? Tee-idle-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee Oh, what would you do if you married a soldier? What would I do but to follow the gun? And what would you do if he died in the ocean? What would I do but to marry again? That's our little bit of mouth music. I mentioned those ancestors coming into the Adirondacks, and they brought with them their songs right from England. By the time I learned them, even from them, the English had changed enough that I can't say it's the original English, but it's the song just the same. Gypsy Davy. He came walking o'er the hills, singing loud and gaily, made the aisles of the green woods ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady. Rattle-a-da-lingo-lingo-ling, rattle-a-da-lingo-davy, rattle-a-da-lingo-lingo-ling, she's gone with the gypsy Davy. Go harness up the old gray mare, the black is not so speedy. Ride all day and I ride all night, lay overtake my lady. Rattle-a-da-lingo-lingo-ling, rattle-a-da-lingo-davy, rattle-a-da-lingo-lingo-ling, she's gone with the gypsy Davy. Last night she slept on a warm feather bed, on her arm a baby. Tonight she sleeps on a cold, cold ground beside the gypsy Davy. Rattle-a-da-lingo-lingo-ling, rattle-a-da-lingo-davy, rattle-a-da-lingo-lingo-ling, she's gone with the gypsy Davy. I read that picture book, The Happy Valley. I was here when the author spoke the last time, September 11th. We loved that book and the pictures, and I seized on a word in the book, establishment. Those people represented the establishment, and they were here in the summer for their vacations or really living and having a good time. And we come from the mountains where it was mostly just work, and it's not so much to see. And when we come out, we're always listening for expressions, trying to improve our English, not come home from an auction and say, I bought a high chair for a baby with a straw bottom or anything like that. I needed that word because we used to get songs that were brought up the mountain by visitors, well-intentioned. They'd stop and they'd tell us what we should do. We didn't have anything to do with, but we should do it anyway. And they had songs, the establishment had songs, and of course, if they tickled our fancy, we grabbed onto them. And this is one we do sing and we like. And it was written for children. And you'll recognize the hymn tune. I can't tell you the name of the hymn, but it was written for children, and at the time it was a serious piece of work. And now it sounds a little different. The chief defect of Henry King was chewing little bits of string. At last he swallowed some which tied itself in ugly knots inside. Physicians of the utmost fame were called at once, but when they came, they answered as they took their fees, there is no cure for this disease. Henry will very soon be dead. His parents stood about his bed, lamenting his untimely death, when Henry with his latest breath cried, oh, my friends, be warned by me that breakfast, dinner, lunch, and tea are all a human frame requires, with that the wretched child expires. Once More a Lumbering Go. I like to think this is being sung by an old man. I was born older, so that leaves me out entirely. But a real old man that knows he won't be going back to the woods anymore. And he says, well, I can make it. I'll get back there one of these here springs, and I'll get out in the woods again. Ye mighty sons of freedom, who round the mountains range, come all you gallant lumber boys and listen to my song. On the banks of the sweet Saranac, where its limpid waters flow, we'll range the wildwoods over and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wildwoods over and once more a lumbering go. To the music of our axes, we'll make the woods resound, and many a tall and lofty pine come tumbling to the ground. At night around our good campfire, we'll sing while cold winds blow, and we'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. You may sing about your parties and your plays, but pity us poor lumber boys go jouncing on our sleighs. With plenty to eat, no, I forgot a line. But we ask no better pastime than to hunt the buck and doe, and we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. When winter it is over and the ice-bound streams are free, we'll drive our logs to Glens Falls and we'll haste our girls to sea. With plenty to drink and plenty to eat, back to the world we'll go. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. I'm going to sing one more and leave it up to Harry to close it out. This is a short song, but it was written by Gene Robert Foster. That's Gene wrote the lyrics, and I put the tune to it. But I hope someone here knows who Gene Robert Foster is at Schenectady. But she's 85 years old now and wrote Neighbors of Yesterday and other Adirondack tales and done much more about the Adirondacks. And it's typical of the sort of thing we would sing, make up ourselves. Call river driving on a sack and dog. You know, that starts up in Botheration Pond. Runs to the Hudson River, great river driving stream at one time. Her grandfather was drowned right in sight of his own family, right on the banks of this stream. A Frenchman. River driving on a sack and dog, riding on a slippery log, sleeping in a frozen bog. My girl's waiting for me. The last line is my girl's waiting for me, but I just say it to myself. Hard boiled eggs three times a day, wet as beavers we hit the hay. Not much sleep, but good big pay. My girl's waiting for me. Big French Joe, I went out to break the jam. I heard him shout, "Prenez garde!" The jam went out. My girl's waiting for me. Big French Joe, the logs drowned him. He'd no chance to fight and swim. Logs jammed up to the river's rim. My girl's waiting for me. His girl come to me and cry, "If he's dead, then I shall die." Ma petite, he used to sigh.
My girl's waiting for me. We will find him down below, round the bend where the water's slow, floating with his pike in tow. My girl's waiting for me. My petite will wring her hand when we scrape the yellow sand and lay him by the river strand. My girl's waiting for me. One more night, one more day, logs will reach the river bay. I'll skin off these togs and say, my girl's a-waiting for me. Thank you.
You know, Larry said he didn't touch a guitar until he was 14 years old.
21.
Well, I didn't touch any guitar or any musical instrument until I was 60. And then I picked the guitar because I was getting so slow in the running, I couldn't catch up with the pretty girls, and I wanted to have something that had good shape in my arms once in a while. I've been requested to sing a song that I have written of the Bluestone Quarrymen that lived down in through our area of the Catskill Mountains. But inasmuch as that has been recorded and there are other singers singing it, I think what I'd rather bring to you are some of the songs that were sung at the time that the Shokan Reservoir was built. At that time, there was no radio or there were very few phonograph records, with the result that people were still singing. And there are about 50 songs of the building of the Shokan Reservoir. They're in little booklets, but as far as being heard, you do not hear them anymore. So I thought I'd bring you some of them. And the phase of the construction I was going to pick out was the taking. Now, in order to build a reservoir, you have to have property. And as you take the property, somebody's got to get out. Well, the way it was done, the price was offered to the owner. If they were dissatisfied, it was condemned. Then, of course, if you was dissatisfied with what the condemnation board had given you, you had to hire a lawyer and fight it out. And of course, it was quite sorrowful for the people living down through there because their forebears had lived in that property, and they had to get out. The first one is the making of the maps or the taking of the property. And to some of you school children that's out probably in the back there, you know what it is to have somebody stand over your shoulder and say, "Now, why don't you do this way?" Well, that's just what's up to this here draftsman. Oh, why don't you make a taking that's new? Oh, how can we take when there's changes to do? Hallelujah, give us a rubber. Hallelujah, it's plain. Hallelujah, we must do it all over again. Now why do you make your borders so fine? How do you think we can ever redo such a line? Hallelujah, give us a rubber. Hallelujah, it's plain. Hallelujah, we must do that border again. Now why don't you cross-hatch your houses of wood and through your stone ponds run two lines as you should? Hallelujah, give us a rubber. Hallelujah, it's plain. Hallelujah, we must do those buildings again. Now why do you place your taking line here? 50 feet to the west is much better, that's clear. Hallelujah, give us a rubber. Hallelujah, it's plain. Hallelujah, we must do that taking again. Now when it's all done and everything's fine. This emergency telegram comes up the line. Hallelujah, give us a rubber. Hallelujah, it's plain. Hallelujah, please change all those changes again. No matter what way you do it, don't come out right anyhow. The next would be the heading of it is the judges. Quote, for poor Father Knickerbocker, water pure for me. Get it for me if you have to. Drown the UND. The UND is the UND Railroad, terminates up here at Oneonta. Said Judge Davis, now God save us, but the board agree. What you want is nice clear water or the UND. Every lawyer has his duty, just like you and me. But he hardly ever does it till he gets his fee. Sure, your city needs more water to mingle with its rye. If you'll only pay the charges, need the lawyers cry. Judge Clearwater takes no water for the UND. Really, all he has to swallow is his little fee. Every lawyer has his duty, just like you and me. But he hardly ever does it till he gets his fee. Another one, everybody's complaining about the take-home pay today. At that time, it was the money they was getting. They were paid, the laborers was paid 10 cents an hour. And most of them had been brought up from New York by train. And they thought they'd ought to have 10 and a half cents an hour. So there was about 300 of them went on a strike. And well, the contractor says, I can't afford 10 and a half cents. And the bookkeeper says, I can't figure it out. So there was about 100 of them got on the train and was going to be sent back to New York. But by the time they got down to the next station on the UND line there, they realized if they got back to New York there and told their wife they'd quit over a half a cent an hour, she might have raised Cain with them. So some of them got off and went back again. But probably it's just as appropriate today. My salary tis of thee in sad soliloquy. Of thee I sing, in thee I take no pride. To make ends meet I've tried, as prices ever up would slide. How can I sing? This minute salary I husband carefully, but it takes wing. No auto car for me, no opera do I see, just hash and prunes, oh gee. How can I sing? Liz, Listen then to our earnest plea, O great commissioner three, loose that purse string. The mail brings naught but bills, which quickly our ardor chills. Pay raises would bring such thrills that we'd want to sing. Now, you've been such a wonderful audience. I wonder, maybe we could sing all together. Is anybody acquainted with the song, Putting on the Agony, Putting on the Style? I'm sure there's some. Of course, when you go back, that's a peculiar title. Many think of the time when they had the wasp waist. The ladies had the wasp waist, and you know it come from putting on the agony, putting on the style. But it's interesting. This song was collected in the Catskill Mountains by Norman Kasdan, and from his book, it went over to England and become a political song over there. It lends itself very much to adding lyrics. I know we added some lyrics to it. I'll sing the chorus through and then go through some of the old lyrics and some of the new ones. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. A young man in the restaurant smoking his dirty pipe, looking like a pumpkin that's only halfway ripe. Smoking, chewing, drinking, and thinking all the while that there's nothing equal putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Sweet 16, she goes to church just to see the boys. Laughs and giggles at every little noise. She turns this way a little and turns that way a while. But the boys all know she's only putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Preacher in the pulpit shouts with all his might, glory, hallelujah, puts the people in a fright. He makes you think it's Satan coming down the aisle, but it's just a preacher putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. These are later ones. When the artists come to Woodstock about 50 years ago, they'd paint a tree on canvas as nature made it grow. Today it's apt to be lines and swirls, and it puzzled me a while. But now I know they're only putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Buses filled with school kids much too weak to walk. If it's more than half a mile, their folks set up a squawk. Then we have to build the gymnasiums, no matter how high the price, to give the little darlings their needed exercise. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Whee!
We have a new show business combination, Larry and Harry. It's time for us to break up. However, the two gentlemen are going to stay here and have their punch up here, and the graduate students and any other people who want to stay around are going to come up front and ask questions and get some comments from these two gentlemen. So thank you very much.